Collecting the Confederacy, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Even though it was only an independent country for 5 years, the Confederacy did issue its own stamps, eagerly sought by collectors like Brian Michael Green.
For people that want to complete a collection, the Confederate government stamps, there's only 14.
Green says the cost is affordable too.
There's only two that are very expensive, but they can be bought with small faults or something like that at a more reasonable price.
Especially if you don't demand perfect copies.
You can buy unused Confederate stamps, some of the more economical issues, for between $10 and $20, which for a 150-year-old stamp is not bad.
And they're not hard to find either.
They're all over the place.
Pieces of mail sent using those stamps are also fairly easy to find and a welcome addition to a collection. And Green says the next 3 years would be a good time to start a collection of Confederate stamps and mail.
They'll be probably more available than usual because of the sesquicentennial.
I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.